It is an honor to be here, and I want to thank Lieutenant Governor for taking the time to present this, and from Representative Lucas and members, it's really overwhelming for me. Wow. Some of you have mentioned the other anniversary date, that is today, and I should say that Ron and Gary were kind enough to take me to the memorial, and quite moving, and I think I was doing okay until I saw the little chairs. that was pretty strong. But this is a different anniversary, and this is a positive part of the fabric of our nation, as many of the previous speakers have talked about. Tomorrow we're going to go to Enid, Oklahoma. We're going to look at Watershed Dam, first one in the country, built and completed using Recovery Act funds. The plan had been done. It had been sitting on the shelf for 2 years. The Recovery Act came along, and it was the quintessential shovel-ready project. And tomorrow we're going to recognize that as being the first one completed. And then this summer, also in Turkey Creek, another project, a dam project, will start. And it will be Turkey Creek Site Number 8, I believe. And once these 11 structures are done in Turkey Creek, and we're not there yet, it'll take a long time, something like $1 million in damages will be prevented every year from occurring. 6,000 people will directly benefit. 30 bridges will be protected. So it has a huge impact on the state and on the benefits to the environment. And with that kind of work being done, I'm just delighted to be here in Oklahoma. You have a deep and abiding and enduring commitment to conservation. And as Trey talked about, we still remember what happened back in the 1930s. And the cooperation and the partnerships here are second to none. Ron Hilliard, the state conservationist, he's the envy of all his peers because of all the support and the working relationships that they have here. And last year, Oklahoma reached a milestone, or we think it's a milestone in NRCS, $100 million in Oklahoma last year in technical and financial assistance. Now, Ron mentioned I worked in Montana, which is a rather large state. For the most I can ever remember getting was $70 million, so that's I think that's very significant, the $100 million here. And I believe there was a recent study by Oklahoma State that for every dollar, it can have a ripple effect 2.5 times that. So you could do the math and see what conservation work, protecting our resource, also has on job creation and the economic benefits to the state. Of course, the milestone we're here today to talk about, to celebrate, is the 75th anniversary. When Hugh Hammond Bennett and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt created the Soil Conservation Service. There was a recent editorial in USA Today, I don't know if some of you saw it, or article, about the Dust Bowl. And the question they asked was, will we have another Dust Bowl? Well, I think a more appropriate question to ask is, why haven't we had another Dust Bowl? And I'm fixing to tell you why. And most of you already know. It's because farmers and ranchers care about the environment. They have local conservation districts. They got a state conservation commission here in Oklahoma. They have the governor's office. They have the state legislature. They have federal support that are all working together to keep that kind of stuff from happening again. You know, if you look at the lower 48, 70% of the land in the coterminous United States is owned by private individuals. Men and women in this room. We believe that the fate of the environment hinges upon the millions of individual decisions those men and women make every single day. What they're going to do with their land, what they're not going to do with their land. And this is where the partnership is so vital, because if we hope to have clean water, clean air, a healthy environment, abundant wildlife, it hinges on what those men and women do. I think sometimes about Roosevelt. And we were created as a New Deal agency. And 75 years later, why are you still around? Well, because we're not just the New Deal. It's because we're the real deal. This is, our conservation is different. We're not buying land and locking it up and it's a place to visit. This is land where conservation, it's created at the kitchen table, not in a boardroom. It's refined on the front seat of a pickup truck, not by lawyers parsing sentences. It's implemented by men and women who work the land. This is blue-collar conservation. It's land to conserve where we grow our food on, where we want to send our kids to school, to be a part of our communities. And I'm just so proud to be a part of it and proud to be a part of such a partnership as you've demonstrated here in Oklahoma. Thank you very much.